Comedian Mike Myers' forthcoming film is called The Love Guru. CNN.com reports that he plays an overly ambitious American-born spiritual leader whose religion is based on an amalgamation of Eastern-style spiritual movements. The headline asks, is Mike Myers' new film asking for trouble? The question isn't meant to be a legal one. Instead, there's a suggestion that Myers and others should worry about backlash should the film offend certain religions. But the question could be answered in a legal sense as well. Is Mike Myers' new film asking for trouble if he mocks one religion in particular? Well, legally, no. Here's what I mean. Defamation is a legal wrong that arises when someone harms the reputation of someone else by incorrectly tying that wrong person to some criminal act or to a crucial business mistake or to anything really that would harm the wrong person's reputation within the community. But a defamation claim is virtually impossible to win if the person wronged isn't a person at all, but a group of people, like a club or an ethnic group or a religion. The taint of the wrong is too diffuse to affect the reputation of one within so many. The reputation-damaging language isn't of and concerning any one person within a larger group. And another trip to the movies explains all that. At the end of the film American Gangster, there appeared the statement that three-quarters of the agents who worked for the Drug Enforcement Agency in New York in the late 60s and early 70s were eventually convicted of criminal wrongdoing. The statement apparently was an urban legend and completely incorrect. So 400 former DEA agents who'd worked in New York during the relevant time period brought a defamation class action lawsuit against the film's production company. But even disparagement that affects the reputations of 3 out of 4 of the plaintiffs isn't enough to sustain a defamation lawsuit, or so the judge decided last Valentine's Day. The group of 400 former DEA agents was just too big for any one of them to claim personal harm to reputation, the court found, so it dismissed the complaint. That's not the first time that the movies have spawned a group defamation lawsuit. The same thing happened with the movie Flashdance. The argument was that the Polish jokes in the film made all Poles look bad, but the court found only indirect disparagement, no precise link to a particular plaintiff, and therefore no liability on the part of the filmmakers. And the same goes for TV. An appeals court in Chicago rejected the claim of the American-Italian Defense Association that the HBO series The Sopranos disparaged all Italian-Americans. In that case, the lawsuit alleged that the show was even unconstitutional, violating a provision in the Illinois Constitution protecting the individual dignity of all persons against ethnic stereotyping. But the court held that the Constitution's condemnation of stereotyping didn't create a private legal claim for those aggrieved. Constitutions and big and small screens aside, if a maligned group is small enough, then it's possible that a tort claim for group defamation will stand. 9 models at a department store had a valid claim against an author who suggested that some of the models were prostitutes, for example. But not so the 300 saleswomen who sued the author when the author made the identical claim about some of them. So is Mike Myers' new film asking for trouble? If we're talking about group defamation, the answer is no. But the trailer doesn't make it look so hot either. I'm Amy Guida.